Please stand clear of the door. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
puertas. Now is the best time of your life. Life is a prize. Live every minute. Open your eyes and watch how you
live. Welcome to the Fauntleroy Roy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida. In Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 178 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las Podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. Mr. Klinsman, good evening.
Good evening, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I'm happy to hear that. Feeling
froggy. Yeah, everything's good. Had a couple of cold days. I'm sure you were rubbing your hands and loving seeing that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Nothing like July 24th and 25th with a high of 58 degrees.
And it wasn't one of those sunny 58. It was, I bet, blustery and
no,
windy.
It was, like overcast, chance of rain all day. Not a pleasant couple days. You got people coming in into work wearing like hooded sweatshirts and jeans in the middle of summer. Mm-hmm. What's going on, Billy?
Yeah, I'll pass on that.
Today got up to 80, though, so I'll take it. Okay. 80's good. Felt very nice. It's funny, though, just 2 days of that miserableness, and it felt like 80 degrees today felt like, you know, that first day in April where you get the nice weather after the long winter?
That's into my past.
Well, now you don't know that, but I'm sure you can remember.
I do remember that.
To those days. That's what it felt like today, just 2 days of lousy weather, and I was like, oh.
I used to get so upset up in Minnesota when we'd get that garbage. You'd get cheated.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, how was the weather down near you?
It was hot today. It was hot. Yeah, it was hot. It was 95, heat index
nice
of
cup
like
of
108.
Soup.
Did you see that? Is that dumb or what?
What kind? Was that like a chili or like a minestrone?
No, it was like almost a combo. It had like nice pieces of steak in it. And it was a combo between a minestrone and a chili. It was phenomenal. The soups there are so good.
Sounds like they just used whatever's left over from the night before and like throw it in a pot with some stock.
Yeah, very, very good soups.
Is that just for the crew, the soup?
No, it's actually for the members.
The members. Oh, okay, so it's not left.
We go in and get the slop from the mess hall, mm-hmm. and then we usually help ourselves to a bowl of soup. And the soups he's always got two, and they're so good.
Good soup. So you got to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Even though it's a hot day, but you don't care. You'd probably drink a hot coffee, have a hot bowl of soup, and sit out on a cart in the middle of the sun.
Yeah, I used to text this girl who was in my networking group up in Minnesota. It would be like, 90 degrees in Minnesota, and I would stop at the Holiday gas station and get a hot cup of coffee. And I'd take a picture of it and text her. I'd say, look what I'm doing as I'm walking dogs. And she's like, you're such an idiot.
It's one thing to have a hot cup of coffee on a hot day if you're like sitting down at your desk and on the computer.
Yeah.
But if you're out like walking dogs and you get the styrofoam cup.
That's what I had, the styrofoam cup drinking a hot cup of coffee.
Didn't it make you sweat?
A little bit, but sweating's good. It gets rid of all the bacteria.
All the toxins?
Yeah.
I'll drink iced coffee on the coldest days.
Yeah, iced coffee's my drink of choice too, but sometimes you just need that hot cup of coffee.
Nah, I disagree. That's the problem, though, with when I do go to Disney, when you stay on property, you can't find a good iced coffee in the morning. The resorts don't have them.
Yeah, so you can just load it up. That's what I do when I go to Gasparilla at night sometimes. I'll have a hot cup, and then I'll go back in and fill it up with ice and make myself an iced coffee.
Yeah, but it waters it down too much, doesn't it?
It's correct. Just as long as you drink it quickly.
I guess. I don't know. That's the only redeeming part about the Starbucks thing coming into Disney is that you can actually get an iced coffee.
Yeah, but I just refuse to pay $7 for an iced coffee.
It's not quite that much, but you're sniffing $7 for an iced coffee there. I mean, I'm going to have to try Joffrey's next time, because last time I went, I think they only had the pre-sweetened iced coffees, but I think they've updated it to like regular cold brew kind of stuff now.
This episode of the ZortLoop.com podcast is brought to you by Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Company.
I think we might mention Joffrey's more than Resort Loop does.
I think we do.
And they're getting some scratch from them.
They are getting some scratch. We're getting nothing.
We're getting absolutely nothing. We're getting the big squadoosh.
You know, I'll go spend $70 on a piece of meat at Shula's, but I have problems spending more than $5 on a nice coffee.
I can understand that. I mean, there's certain things that you enjoy the luxury of, and then some things you don't find the value in it. And that's, each person has their limits.
Very deep thoughts there, Billy.
Thank you. Some people will pay hundreds of dollars for coffee that's been pooped out. Have you ever, see that thing? Like, there's this,
they got mud, literally mud coffee.
Yeah, so there's a kind of coffee bean that like a monkey eats, and then they like harvest it from the mud, and it's supposed to have like this really good flavor. But I don't think I could.
Yeah, I couldn't bring myself to drinking mud coffee.
I mean, coffee makes you mud, but I don't want it to come pre-mudded.
Correct, because then I wonder if you got a mud twice after that or three
times.
That's
a good point, yeah.
You could don't act as a coffee laxative, if you will.
And you don't need much help with coffee.
No.
To act that way. So, Billy.
Yeah.
Do you have any anything else to say here? Or should I introduce... This is, we're not really doing the banter that we normally do. I'm excited about this week's topic, that's all.
I know you are. You just want to jump into it.
I do. I almost started introducing it. I was like... out of my game right now, because I was thinking the last few weeks we've been definitely not our normal selves. We talked attractions, we talked news, now we're getting back to our roots. I'll let the people at home figure out what that might be. I'm not going to give it away just yet, but I'm very excited.
Yeah, let's get into your beer of the week, and we'll go into a commercial, and we'll dedicate a good time to our next segment. Yeah,
sure. So this week I have Newport Storm, the Summer Hefeweizen. Brewed by Coastal Extreme Brewing Company in Newport, Rhode Island. It is, what's it say here? No alcohol content on it. I can't find it anyway. And then really nothing else on the bottle. No description. But it's a nice light summer beer. A little hoppy, but not too bad. Just right up my alley. You probably wouldn't like it, but I'm enjoying it. What do you think of that?
Doesn't sound good.
No.
No.
Do you have any of those Aruga places down near you? Have you seen that?
Mm-mm, no, what
it's
are
like
they?
It's kind of like a Buffalo Wild Wings on steroids. So they kind of have that model, like they have a lot of wings. They have like 70 different flavors of wings you can choose from, but the rest of their menu is pretty solid too. But there's one up in Warwick, and we went after work today, and I had some wings. They have 69-cent wings on Wednesday. So one of the I had the garlic hot sauce one and the kangaruga, which is their specialty flavor, which has like chunks of vegetables in the sauce, but it's actually pretty good. You have to keep an eye out. I think it started in like Pennsylvania and it's working its way around as a national chain.
I love wings.
Oh, me too. I was in the mood for wings and then we decided to go there and I was very happy with that.
I remember when I first started going to B-Dubs. That's what we
call
you
were telling me all about it, yeah.
It was like... I'd just get a crave, like, it'd be like a sad day, and it would be snowing. I'd be like, Kristen, I'm getting B-dubs. What do you want? She's like, huh? I'm like, I got to get B-dubs. And I drive out, I get a couple dozen, bring them home, watch college football.
Bone-in or boneless?
Oh, I go bone-in.
Always bone-in. Bone-in's the traditional way to do it, and I like that. So, bone-in, extra crispy, spicy garlic. That's my B-dubs.
Okay.
What's your preferred B-dubs?
I like to do, like, 12 blazing.
You do like the blazing.
Okay. I do like the blazing. I like the second one down, which is not that hot. I think it's called Wild.
Wild. Well, they have Wild. They also have, I think, Mango Habanero might be the second hottest now.
Yeah. We like spicy garlic, so me and Susie will split that. The teriyaki's not bad.
Yeah,
she can do hot.
Yeah.
You did the blazing challenge, didn't you?
I did the blazing challenge twice, once in Minnesota, once in Warwick.
Do you like the blazing?
On its own, yes. When you do the blazing challenge, they like drown it in it, so it's a lot hotter, and it wasn't enjoyable. But on its own, I do enjoy it.
Those are spicy, aren't they?
Mm. They had a limited time flavor. Do you ever notice that sometimes they have like
limited time flavor? Yes.
So a few weeks ago, actually a couple months ago at this point, we got some at work for lunch on the Half Price Tuesday, and we got a whole bunch of them. And they had a limited time flavor called like Scorpion Jet Fuel or something like that. And it was on the list hotter than blazing. And I thought it was like a mistake. It was just listed there. So we ordered a half dozen of that flavor. And we all ate one and we were all dying from it. They were so hot, Bill.
Really?
Hotter than blazing. And I was the only one. I was the only sicko to go back for a second one.
How did you feel after that?
I felt the flavor was actually fantastic, Bill. Like you took that first bite. You're like, oh, this is good. And then all of a sudden the heat just
takes
over.
You
start sweating.
The 10
your ears are burning.
Delay,
yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. It's beautiful. Your tongue goes numb for a little while. My mouth's watering just describing it. I don't know, that spicy things do that to me. If I just talk about spicy food, my mouth starts to water. Does that happen to you?
No, I guess I don't think I've ever thought about that, Bill.
It's like I'm salivating. It's too much to deal with, but I'm a big we'll have to have some wings next time we get together.
That sounds like a plan.
There's nowhere on Disney property to get good chicken wings, is there?
I don't think there is, come to think of it.
Maybe ESPN Zone, but I don't know if they're any good there. I'm sure they serve buffalo wings there, but I bet they're not normal. Extra spicy. Yeah, we'll have to bring it up to Mr. Iger next time. Put a good wing joint on property.
Need a good wing joint on property.
Yep.
Especially right. Like over in the boardwalk area, I think that would be a good place, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. All right, Billy.
All right, we're going to go to break. Of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las podcast.
And it's the most wonderful time of the year. The food and wine fest is get ready to make messes, and I am gonna be there.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Very good.
You're excited, aren't you?
Oh, food and wine. Epcot 2017. It's officially on our doorstep, though. It's in July, and we're talking about next month it starts.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the end of July. We're like a month away when this episode comes out. I can't believe it. Because I'm going to be there in November, and it's still going on. It's like 75 days this year. It's actually getting
out. It's a record. August 31st through November 13th. 75 days.
It's crazy. I'm not complaining. Some people are like, oh, it's too much, there's always festivals. But I love it. What's wrong with that? It's just filth.
Yeah, especially if you know if you don't visit all the time. You want a festival on the day that you're there.
Of course I do.
Some good air supply music and some good filth makes for a great afternoon, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I'm very excited. This is this year's the 35th anniversary of Epcot Center. So they're going all out for the Food and Wine Festival this year with 35 booths. Can you believe that?
That's a lot.
That is a lot of booths. So this is the most they've ever had. So here we go. So 75 days, a record 35 booths to celebrate 35 years since Epcot opened. And there's a lot to go through. So what do you say? Should we get right into it here?
Let's start. Let's start with what's this all new Active Eats?
Active Eats booth. It's all new this year. But some of these menu items seem a little familiar to me. This loaded mac and cheese with Nooski's pepper bacon, cheddar cheese, peppers, and green onions. I remember that was at like the Farm Fresh booth last year. But I'm not going to complain. They can move some items around. If they're adding all these booths, that's fine by me. And then they have a roasted Verlusso salmon with quinoa salad and arugula chimichurri.
Nope.
That's a pass for you?
Yep.
And a sweet avocado crema with strawberries, yellow cake, and tortilla streusel. Not really sure what's going on with that.
That actually sounds like something I'd try if somebody was getting it.
Yeah, like, oh, let me have a bite of this, see what it's all about, but I don't think I'd order it. Then we have some drinks. We usually skip over the drinks. The MIA Beer Company Cucumber and Lemon Lime Hard Sparkling Water. I don't even know what that means, but that's there. And then they have a couple wines. So anything catch your eye there? You've had that mac and cheese before,
it's
right?
All right. It's okay. It's nothing
just
great.
It's okay. Yeah. Run of the mill. You're not a big fan of salmon. I'd probably pass on a quinoa salad. And like you said, that avocado strawberry cake probably isn't going to be something I'm going to go out of my way to try. So this new booth, we're starting off with a little bit of a dud here, but we'll move on. We'll soldier on to the Africa booth.
And this first item sounds beautiful.
I've had this before. And it's very good. The Berberi, I don't know if that's how it's said, Berberi-style beef tenderloin tips with onions, jalapenos, tomato, and pop, or pap. That's like the grits. The pap is like cornmeal. And then you get this beautiful beef filth on top. It's a little bit spicy with the jalapenos. It's like a stew almost.
Mm.
Very good. I had that. I like that a lot. This next thing sounds actually pretty good as well, because I'm a fan of lentils. So it's a spicy Ethiopian red lentil stew with vegan yogurt and quinoa. I mean, I can probably pass on the vegan yogurt. I'd go for regular yogurt, but that's okay. I understand it's probably their vegetarian or vegan option. But that, it doesn't sound too bad, a lentil stew.
No, it sounds all right.
And I like that that Ethiopian spice. Like, it's a different kind of, it's almost like a curry flavor. I do like the African flavors. And then they have a spinach and paneer cheese pocket with mint rayata, whatever that means. Sounds like a spinach pie, which is probably just fine. Now look at this. Here's a big, look at this wine they have at the Africa booth. Ernie L's Big Easy Chenin Blanc from South Africa. The big, Ernie L's has his own wine.
He has his own wine. That's beautiful.
That is beautiful. The other ones I don't really care about, but gotta love the Big Easy getting his own wine at the Food and Wine Festival. Can't go wrong with that. Another new booth is the Almond Orchard, hosted by Blue Diamond Almond Breeze. And the only food item they have is a banana almond sundae layered with fresh berries and topped with dark chocolate and blueberry almonds.
That sounds fantastic.
You like that? You're a banana fan, right?
Yes.
It sounds good. I'm sure it's very good. But I usually skip desserts at Food and Wine because I don't want to waste my calories on that.
Oh, so you calorie count on at Food and Wine?
Well, it's not that I count calories, it's that I can't fit as much into my stomach, and I need to save room for like things like pap and chocolaca and all that stuff. Do you disagree with me on that? Because you usually skip you're not a dessert guy anyway.
No, but Susie is, so she likes to try the desserts, and I'll try a little bit with her.
Well, that's certainly fair. So now we got Australia, old stalwart. And they have a grilled sweet and spicy bushberry shrimp with pineapple, pepper, and onion and snap peas.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff that doesn't go with stuff.
That's a return from last year. Grilled lamb T-bone with mint pesto and potato crunchies. I believe I had that
I've
last
had that
year.
Too. That's very good. That's very good.
And then this lamington is always on the list. Yellow cake dipped in chocolate with shredded coconut. That's the kind of dessert I would like. If I was going to get a dessert, that would be something I would like. They have a beer and a couple wines. The Cooper's Brewery Original Pale Ale from Australia. I'd probably give that a try if I was at the booth. Anything really stick out? That lamb T-bone is a good pick.
It's decent. Now I'm already on to Belgium because three of these items look good.
All right, let's move on to Belgium, Bill. We have a Belgian waffle with berry compote and whipped cream. That's a simple little dessert. No problem there. The beer braised beef served with smoked gouda mashed potatoes. That sounds pretty good to me.
Phenomenal.
And then a Belgian waffle with warm chocolate ganache and whipped cream. So two desserts and a beer braised beef with gouda mashed potatoes. Gouda mashed potatoes sound pretty good to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely give that a try. The waffles, I love waffles. So I'd probably go with the chocolate one. But you're more of a berry guy, aren't you?
Yes.
If you were going to do one, you'd go with the berries.
I probably would. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Then they have some beers at this one: a hard cider, blonde Belgian pale ale, and a Hoegaarden wit beer. Yeah, so that sounds pretty good. A couple good things booth. There at good the Belgian booth. Yep. One of my favorite booths is the Brazil booth, and I think this is one of your favorites as well. And they have all the items have returned from last year. I remember this. They have the Escondido, the little hidden one, layered meat pie with mashed yucca. Then they have a perennial favorite, the crispy pork belly with black beans, tomato, and onion, which I did try last year, and it lived up to the hype. It was very good.
Good stuff, yep.
Very good stuff. And then also the Pão de Queijo, Brazilian cheese bread, which I also tried, which was good. Are you making mud patties over there?
What happens some days when it's really warm outside and you've been outside?
Oh, is that what happens?
Yeah. It could be one of those episodes.
Oh, boy. One of the many.
Yep.
And then they have a beer from MIA Beer Company, Barbosa Black Beer, and a couple of wines as well from the Brazil booth. Would you like to move on? Any comments? You try that pork belly anytime you're there, right?
Yeah, that pork belly's fantastic. One. Fantastic.
Would you get that as like a big size for an entree somewhere? Would
no doubt. Yes, no doubt. No doubt.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that. Very good. So we're going on to the Brewer's Collection, which has a decorated gingerbread heart. That's weird to me as the food selection. And then a few different beers, a Radeberger Zwickel Pilsner, a Hackershore Hefeweizen Naturbrew, Schafferhofer Hefeweizen Pomegranate Beer. And you can get a flight of those three. Any interest there?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Want to move on? Or are you going to try a gingerbread heart?
No, we're good.
All right, how about Canada? Two of your favorite things. The cheddar cheese soup served with a pretzel roll. And the Le Cellier Wild Mushroom Beef Filet Mignon with truffle butter sauce. Both great options. I know that's what they went with last year. They just had the two. In the past, they had that chicken sausage, which I liked, but... Those are both two really good options,
especially for
someone like you that hasn't been to Le Cellier, and you always get that little taste every year.
Mm-hmm.
Can kind of fend you off for a year.
No, that's incorrect, because every time that I see that they have reservations open, I'm ready to go.
So it actually makes you want to go more because you've had the little taste.
Correct.
Okay, so it has the opposite effect that I was thinking. You're the one editing, so I'm going to let you do whatever you have to do. Are you okay? You're going to need a bathroom break? Should we take a break here?
No, I think I'm going to be all right.
Okay, you're going to make it through.
All right, yeah, I'm good.
Okay, you want to move on to the Cheese Studio, hosted by Borson Cheese?
Sure.
A returning favorite. This sounds actually fantastic. A braised beef stroganoff with tiny egg noodles, wild mushrooms, and Borson garlic and fine herb cheese sauce.
That's a must try.
100% must try. The next thing, a savory caramelized onion, Borson garlic, and fine herb cheese tart with cold arugula salad. That's a must try. And then a cheese trio. A profiterole topped with Borson garlic and fine herb cheese and orange apricot jam. Smoked salmon pinwheel with Borson shallot and chive cheese and everything seasoning. And a strawberry macaroon with Borson pepper cheese. I'd probably skip out on the cheese trio, but those other two items sound absolutely fantastic.
Yes, sir.
I'm happy. Because remember we did that the cheese booth and it had that fondue
horrible.
That was just awful a couple of years ago? This sounds like this would be the way to go. Definitely going to try that out, so I'm happy to hear about that one. And let's just say, I don't know if we mentioned it, that neither of us has looked at these coming
into
this.
No, this is all brand new to us.
Mm-hmm. We'll move on to China. They have four options at the China booth this year. Beijing roasted duck bao bun with hoisin sauce, which I've had, is very good. A spicy chicken bao bun sounds good. I'd like to try that. Black pepper shrimp with garlic noodles. Have you tried that? I remember you said you were interested in it last year.
Yeah, I don't think I did, no.
Sounds good. It's always one of those that's like in the back of your mind, but then you skip over it. And then chicken pot stickers. So all four of those are definite things I would try. I'd probably skip the duck because I've had it and try maybe one or two of the other options on there. The spicy chicken is has got my attention, and then maybe the pepper shrimp as well. What do you think about that? What's your top option out of that booth?
I'll probably go back to the black pepper shrimp with garlic noodles.
That sounds good too.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, let's move on here because I'm just going skipping over the drinks for the most part, unless something really catches my eye. On to the Chocolate Studio, which they have the liquid nitro chocolate almond truffle with warm whiskey caramel. I know that was a big hit last year for the Chocolate Studio. And they also have a sweet dark chocolate raspberry torte with whipped cream and raspberry dust. That's something I would try. If I were going to try a dessert, that's right up my alley. I love dark chocolate raspberry combination. So that would be something I'd like to try.
I wonder if that's similar to what they have at Coral Reef.
Oh, maybe. That could be very possible. We'll have to look into that. You got anything else you want to add there? Those are probably both pass for you, right?
Both pass for me and probably both must for Susie.
But you would try a bite.
Correct.
Of either of them. Yeah. Nothing that turns you off. It's just not something you want to spend the $6 on.
No.
Now, this next booth, Bill, I didn't even know this was a thing. Coastal Eats. Let's just take a second and appreciate what this could be about. Lump crab cake with Napa cabbage slaw and avocado lemongrass cream. That sounds
very good.
Let me just
say that all three of these options are must-dos.
Yeah, this is like one that we might hit up first, right at 11:30. Have a little lunch of Coastal Eats. Try all three. A baked shrimp scampi dip with a sourdough baguette.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. And then seared scallops with roasted corn and butterbean succotash and a chili chipotle butter sauce. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
All three. Yeah, you're right. You have to try all three of those.
All three of them, yep.
Because how could you pick between those? I guess you go with the scallops first, right? If you could only pick one, it'd be the scallops.
No, I don't think so.
No? What would be your choice out of those three if you
had to pick the shrimp scampi.
The shrimp
would be my
dip?
Number one. Yes.
Okay, that is an interesting thought. That would be probably very good. Yeah, all those sound fantastic. I'm going to try all three of those this year. The craft beer booth. Let's just take a second and realize we're only in C, in the alphabet. These are in alphabetical order. We're at C right now. We're at the craft beer booth, one of my favorites, and look at this beauty they have: a chilled Scotch egg wrapped in sausage with mustard sauce. Oh, Bill. They're talking my language. A zesty cheeseburger and cheddar cheese macaroni handwich. I don't know what that means, but it sounds like something I will try. And a l'orange cotton candy, a mixture of lime and orange cotton candy. I'll skip out on that.
No, definitely that's a skip.
I don't like cotton candy anyway, so that's not going to be my thing. But, oh man, those other two, those are must-dos, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what a handwich is, but I'm sure it's like a little... I don't know, cheeseburger and cheddar cheese macaroni sandwich. So it's probably like a little pocket filled with mac and cheese with like bits of beef.
Obviously, yeah, something that you can hold.
And then the chilled Scotch egg. Oh, man, that sounds like that could be very good. Let's see if I can find a picture of this nonsense here.
And I would assume, is this the craft beer? Is that the place that's in the old Odyssey building?
You are correct, sir.
All right, Bill.
And then I'm going to go through these beers quickly because I'm always interested
to
see what they have.
You did spend some time... Last time we were together at Food and Wine.
Yes. So they have MIA Beer Company 305 Golden Ale from Doral, Florida. J-Dub's Passion Wheat from Sarasota. Central 28 Trekker Beer Farmhouse Ale from DeBary, Florida. Playlandia Brewing Company Blonde Ale, Titusville. Florida Beer Company Passport 35 Triple Chocolate Milk Stout from Cape Canaveral. Cigar City Guanabara Citra Pale Ale from Tampa.
Susie typically gets a beer at Cigar City at the airport in Tampa.
Yeah, I've heard good things about Cigar City, so I would definitely try that. And then the Bright Horizons, which is a non-alcoholic drink. It's Sprite with multi-flavored boba pearls in it. So they have two flights. One's the Eastern Florida flight, and one's the Western Florida flight. I would go with the Eastern because I want to try that triple chocolate milk stout.
Okay.
And that's just what I would go with. And none of those sound good to you, I assume.
Correct.
Okay, moving right along. This is the Earth Eats booth from the Chew. This is a new booth, and they have...
Oh, God, that first one.
I believe this is one of your favorite things, am I correct? The ricotta and zucchini ravioli with rustic tomato sauce.
So good.
Let's talk about that.
Oh, it's so tasty. It's so fresh. It's...
That was from 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
And last year, I don't remember if they had it or not, but I know you didn't even make it out to Food and Wine last year. So, right? Am I correct in that? You didn't make it to Food and Wine?
Yeah. No.
So the ricotta and zucchini ravioli. So that's something you loved it. You're going to go back and get that, I assume.
Yep.
This next one sounds interesting. The beginning sounds promising, and then the end of it might lose me a little bit. A grilled beef skewer, sounding good so far, with romaine, okay, apricots, not a big fan, and feta cheese. If you stick those apricots out of there, I'd be all over it, because I like feta. Beef skewer sounds good, but I'm not a big fan of apricots, and that doesn't really sound like it would go with those other things. Your thoughts, Bill?
That would probably be a pass for me, Bill.
A pass for you? See, I'm not one that complains too much about stuff that doesn't go with stuff, but apricots aren't my favorite, so I'm not going to want to add it to a beautiful beef skewer.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have a peanut butter and white chocolate mousse with a caramel drizzle. That sounds pretty good. And look at this. Kurt Russell's got wine. So we got Ernie Els and Kurt Russell supplying some wines for us. Notice the name. One's the a Goldie, a Chardonnay Goldie, because he was married to Goldie Hawn, correct?
Oh, nice work. Good pickup with that, Billy.
Thank you. Kurt Russell wine. Let's move on to the Farm Fresh booth. Crispy chicken with griddled cornbread and red eye gravy.
That's comfort food.
That is comfort food. Red eye gravy is made with black coffee. Am I correct?
I don't know.
I think that's right. Let me look it up here. The other thing's a roasted beet salad.
Yeah, so let's see what good this, with that.
See what this red eye gravy is all about. I don't like beets. Beets anyway. All right. It says red eye gravy is made from the drippings of pan fried or sometimes baked sausage, country ham, bacon, or other pork, sometimes mixed with black coffee. So there you go. So that sounds good. Red-eye gravy. I'll try that. Then the beverages, they have a hard cider, a citrus-free hard cider, a woodchuck raspberry hard cider, two Henry's elderberry cream hard cider, and a Florida Orange Groves mango mama wine from the Farm Fresh. That crispy chicken, that's a must try.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good fried chicken or crispy chicken, some cornbread, gravy. Can't go wrong with that. Now look at this, Bill. Flavors from Fire is a new booth.
Ooh, those piggy wings look delicious, don't they?
Oh, Bill. Piggy wings. And they had those at the craft beer last year, I believe. So it's got moved around. But let's talk about this. Piggy wings. Roasted pork wings with Korean barbecue sauce and sesame seeds. If those are the same ones they had at the craft beer booth last year, you got to try them. They're very good. Very good. I think I got like three decent-sized wings in the order as well, so it wasn't too much of a rip-off either. And then they have a smoked corned beef with warm, crispy potatoes, pickled onions, blonde ale beer fondue featuring Belgiosio Romano and Americana, how's that? America Grana cheeses. I'm not sure what's going on, but you're a big fan of corned beef, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. I love corned beef. Good script.
That sounds like a good pick right there. And then this is this might be a callback from the Canada booth a couple years ago. A sweet pancake with a spicy chipotle chicken sausage, onion jam, and maple butter syrup. That's like almost like a pig in a blanket, Bill. If they open up these booths before 11 o'clock, that'd be a good breakfast. Little pancake with some sausage.
That is a good breakfast.
You know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a chocolate picante, a dark chocolate mousse with cayenne pepper, chili powder, and raspberry dust. I'd probably pass on that.
Yeah, I'm passing on that.
Then they have a smoked Blackwater Porter from Orlando Brewing. Swine brine featuring Evan Williams bourbon. I wonder what that could be. Swine brine. I wonder if it's like a smoked bacon bourbon or something. We'll have to look into that as well. That could be interesting. I'm not a hard liquor guy, but I might have to make an exception if it's made with bacon. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know how your mind works.
That booth sounds fantastic, the Flavors from Fire. I wonder where that's going to be, if that's going to be in, like, the America, where the smokehouse was, if they just changed the name of it or not. I guess we'll have to find out as we go forward here. Another perennial favorite, the France booth. They have the, this is new, as far as I can tell, a warm goat cheese pudding with spinach, which in French is the Moelleau à fromage chevré et peignard.
No, very well. Nicely done, Bill.
I don't know if that's accurate, but I just said a bunch of things. Then they have the escargot croissant with garlic and parsley.
We've had those. That's tasty.
It's very good. And then they have the beef bourguignon puree de pommes de terre A Cabernet Sauvignon braised beef with mashed potatoes. That's one of your favorites, right?
Mm-hmm, that's a good one.
And then a creme brulee with a house-made raspberry jam as the dessert. No onion soup this year. That got axed from the France Pavilion, so I'm a little concerned about that.
Very unfortunate.
But they replaced it with a warm goat cheese pudding, which could be, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic about that. Sounds like it could be disgusting, because you don't think of pudding and goat cheese together. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's like a pudding like you think of, like a chocolate pudding that you put whipped cream on. I think it's more of like a casserole, like in a, I don't know how to describe it, like a souffle almost. I'd try it, put it that way. I like goat cheese, so I would definitely try that. Would you try the goat cheese pudding, Bill?
No, I'm good.
Do you like goat cheese, or are you a fan?
It's okay.
It's okay? Yeah, see, I'm a big fan of it. I like it a lot. A
little rich.
Yeah, I can understand that. It's definitely it's a hit-or-miss kind of thing. Most people are either big fans or they hate it. This next booth is Germany, and they have a... how about you go ahead and take a shot at this one?
Schnicken... Nudeln. Schnickennudeln?
I think it's Schnickennudeln.
Schnickennudeln.
Which is a pasta with cheese and ham.
Okay.
So basically mac and cheese with ham, which sounds perfectly fine.
Boring, okay.
Boring, but perfectly fine. A roast bratwurst and a pretzel roll. Again, that's pretty much what you can get at Germany any day.
Quick serve, right. And
then they have an apple strudel with vanilla sauce.
That sounds
good. They have that decorated gingerbread heart making another appearance. So I wonder if that other booth was also in Germany, so they just happen to have that stuff. And then they have all the wines, which I'm not going to get into. Except for this one sounds good. Dr. Hayden Oppenheimer makes his own wine. That's a good name, isn't it?
Yeah, he used to... Remember Josh Oppenheimer?
Yeah, is that his uncle, Dr.
Yeah,
Hayden Oppenheimer?
Dr. Hayden Oppenheimer. Josh Oppenheimer played for the URI Rams.
Yeah. That's a good name. That could be like our...
one of our new producers or something?
The por favor physician, Dr. Hayden Oppenheimer. Check it in on the for the health tip of the week with Dr. Hayden Oppenheimer.
Oh, Jesus. We'll put some phone calls.
Please remember when in Epcot Center to wear lots of sunscreen. This has been Dr. Hayden Oppenheimer for the por favor podcast.
Oh, wow.
You like that?
You do the Klinsmann accent very well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's move along to the Greece.
Now I'm looking at his name, figuring out where I put the umlauts.
Well, it would be.
You had to point that out,
one.
Didn't you? Yeah, you had to bring that up, didn't you, Dr. Hayden Oppenheimer?
Well, how could I let it go by? That's a beautiful name, isn't it?
And he's got like that very bad comb over. He's he's got the sideburns and the mm-hmm. you know, he's still got the 70s sideburns with the comb over. He's wearing like his white jacket.
Yes.
With a stethoscope around his neck.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Dr.
Definitely.
Oppenheimer. All right, we're going to Greece now, Billy?
Paging Dr. Oppenheimer. Dr. Hayden Oppenheimer. Yeah, Greece, as in G-R-E-E-C-E, not the kind
of... And he's
of
a Euro. You know he smokes like two packs of cigarettes a day, too, right?
His bedside manner, he's just like... just. Chain-smoking butts at the side of the bed.
He comes in making his rounds, and he just roars of... camels. He's got the tar, the yellow tar fingers. Hello, this is Dr. Oppenheimer. How are you doing?
Greece. Not the kind of Greece we like, G-R-E-A-S-E. This is the country, Greece. And they have loaded Greek nachos, which is in quotation marks, so that's never a good sign.
No.
Which is pita chips, meatless sausage crumbles, and vegan
tzatziki. No need even reading the rest of that. Let's move on.
We're not even going to keep going with Greece. We're just skipping the rest
of
the booth.
No, I mean, we'll do the rest. We're not doing these vegan dishes.
Okay. Taste of Greece. Stuffed grape leaves with lemon dill sauce. Grilled octopus and feta cheese dip. Oh, you got my attention. With a warm pita. And then they have a spanakopita and a dessert, which is a phyllo dough strudel with sweet vanilla custard, lemon, honey syrup, and cinnamon. Grilled octopus, Bill. That could be a trip to Greece.
Could be.
I think that might that has my attention anyway. I'd have to take a look at it, see what the portion looks like, and see if it's worth it. You know, if it's just like a little half a tentacle, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's worth it. But if you get a whole, you know, a whole arm in there, maybe we'll have a discussion. On to Hawaii.
Yes.
This is usually one you skip because they throw a lot of pineapple in there.
Correct.
Which we have right off the bat. A Kalua pork slider with sweet and sour Dole pineapple chutney and spicy mayonnaise. I would like that. I would try that, definitely. A grilled tuna tataki with seaweed salad and pickled cucumbers and wasabi cream.
Now, the next one, what were you going to say?
I said that sounds like something I would try. I like tuna, so I might try that. This next one has your attention, Bill?
Well, no, but I think it would have the Willings' attention. This place is Houston, Minnesota.
Spam?
Spam, yeah. Spam headquarters. They got like a spam museum.
So this, I think this sounds like something Hilda used to make for Frank Jr.
Really?
Spam and potatoes with peppers and onions? I think Frank might be lined up at like rope drop for this. Teriyaki glazed spam. Spam hash with potatoes, peppers, and onions with a spicy mayonnaise.
Oh, that sounds so god-awful.
It sounds not bad. Wrong with spam? Spam's not that bad.
Oh.
If you cut it up small and get it all like crispy and crunchy on the outside,
anytime a meat that comes out of a can and has a shelf life of 340 years is just not going down.
Not
going
to do it for you?
I would
give it a try. That's one. I'm not going to turn my nose down at the teriyaki glazed spam. It sounds pretty good.
I wonder if Hilda Oppenheimer is related to Dr. Hayden Oppenheimer.
Maybe. You never know. They also have a Maui Brewing Company Bikini Blonde Lager, Florida Orange Grove Sparkling Pineapple Wine. That sounds
Billy, you missed the dessert, the passion fruit cheesecake with toasted macadamia nuts in Hawaii.
I did miss that.
Sounds pretty good, actually.
I didn't even see that. Yeah, I don't like passion fruit, so that wouldn't be for me, but the rest of it sounds good. Cheesecake with toasted macadamia nuts sounds good. I apologize. I totally missed that. I got all distracted by spam and beer. There's also a Mai Tai, which is one of Susie's drinks that
she likes her Mai Tais. That's correct.
Mai Tai featuring Sammy's Beach Bar Rum. Hops and Barley. This one's in the America Pavilion. And they have the New England Lobster Roll, the Smoked Beef Brisket and Pimento Cheese served on griddled garlic toast, and a freshly baked carrot cake with cream cheese icing. Not a big fan of carrot cake, but the other two sound good. The Lobster Roll was okay. I tried that last year, and the beef brisket was very good. I had a little bite of that last year as well. It was very good. I know you're kind of like a lobster roll connoisseur. Have you tried it at the Food & Wine, or do you skip over that?
I think I skipped over because it just didn't look anything great.
It's small. That's the problem. It looks fine. It's just small, and you're paying like $8.99 for it, and it's not that big. So,
yeah, I have a hard time when I can go right over the walkway and get one of my favorites for like $15.95.
Yeah, that's true. This one has some good beers at the Hops and Barley. New Belgium Brewing Fat Tire White Ale from Fort Collins, Colorado. Anchor Brewing Liberty Ale from San Francisco. Orange Blossom Brewing Foxtail Cold Brew Coffee Pilsner from Orlando, Florida. I'll try that. And then a couple wines as well, which I'll skip right over. India Booth. This doesn't say new next to it, but I don't remember seeing an India Booth the last few years. So maybe it hasn't been around in like 4 or 5 years and they brought it back. Very interesting, anyway. A warm Indian bread with pickled garlic, mango salsa, and coriander pesto dips. Not sure about that.
I like
pickled garlic. Coriander pesto dip. Maybe that. I'll have to see how it looks. I would possibly try that. A Madras red curry with roasted cauliflower, baby carrots, chickpeas, and basmati rice. That sounds pretty good, actually. I like curry. I like cauliflower. I like chickpeas. And I like rice. What can go wrong with that? Would you try that? Are you a fan of cauliflower?
Yeah, I love cauliflower.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. Mm-hmm. Do you like curries?
Mm-hmm.
Stefan curry, green curry, red curry, all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have a korma chicken with cucumber tomato salad, almonds, cashews, and warm naan bread.
Yeah, you lost me with the nuts.
You don't like that, huh?
Nah, I don't like nuts with stuff.
Okay. Not a big fan of the nuts.
No, like I hate when I get a salad with pecans on it. That just irritates me.
Oh, see, I like that.
Yeah.
The cucumber tomato salad probably is very good, though. Unless the almonds and cashews are in it, like you're saying. I don't know if they are. And then for dessert, they have pistachio cardamom bundt cake with chocolate coconut mousse. There's a lot going on in that. That's a pass for me.
Yeah.
Some wines and a Kingfisher lager for a beer. So it sounds like you're not really going to go out of your way to go to the India booth.
Nope.
All right, the Intermissions Cafe. This is not really a booth. It's more of just, I forget where it is. It's like up at the beginning of Epcot, I believe. But they have a few different things you could get. Asian chicken salad with noodles. Southwest chicken wrap, tuna salad.
First three sound good.
Vegetable wrap, hummus with carrots and celery, fruit and cheese plate, grapes, Blue Diamond almonds, Duda Farm celery snackers, key lime pie, and a brownie. So it's basically just a snack stand.
That was Jacek Duda.
Do you remember him?
No.
He played for Providence. His name was Jacek Duda.
Jacek Duda.
His name was Jacek Duda. He was like a big, goofy European center.
I don't remember
that. And whenever, if they played like St. John's at Madison Square Garden, the old PAA announcer.
That was Jacek Duda. Providence Leeds, 14-13. The old PA announcer, wasn't that
Bob Shepard, the guy who used to do the Yankees games? Didn't he do the
PA announcer? Bob Shepard did the PA only on campus for St. John's. Oh, really? Okay.
He didn't go to Madison Square Garden.
No, they did the Nick announcer.
Oh, okay.
That was Walter Berry. St. John's Leeds, 4-2. But he pronounced Jacek Duda. It was a silent J. That was Jacek Duda.
Jacek Duda.
Providence Leeds, 21-19. All right, anyways.
Moving on. The stuff you remember is so strange. Like, I'll ask you when your anniversary is, you have no clue, but you remember Jacek Duda and the Knicks announcer.
Oh, well, we used to do that when we played basketball on the playground. You know, my buddy would be like, he would be like have like a Celtics-Sixers game, and then at the other half court, I would have my game. I'd have like the Knicks and whatever.
Yeah.
Do the starting lineups. Whatever. World most famous sports arena.
All right,
Ireland, I can do PA though. Announces like there's no tomorrow, Jurgen. Like there's no tomorrow. George Zinkoff was the PA announcer for the Philadelphia 76ers. He did the Julius Irving. Ah, this is before your time. You missed out on a great decade, Billy. A great decade.
Oh, sorry.
Not your fault. Ireland, not your fault.
No, it's not my fault.
Well, so as long as they have, which it doesn't look. How did they take that off the menu?
Well, let's not jump to conclusions. There could be more. We're only an I. But they do have a roasted Irish sausage with
whole cannon
potatoes and onion gravy.
That lobster thing was in Ireland.
Yeah, but you never know. They move things around, Bill. There could be a new booth. We don't know. There's a lot of new booths.
I'm about ready to throw my headphones and walk out.
You can't walk off. We're only in Ireland.
Do a Kurt Minahay and take off.
Is that what happened this week? I haven't really been...
No, I haven't. No, I don't know what the heck's going on.
Well, he went off on the Red Sox on Monday for like an hour and a half. He was calling everyone gutless at the Red Sox, and then now he hasn't been on the rest of this week, so I don't know if they suspended him.
Who knows? They're all hypersensitive up there.
Well, that's what he was yelling at him about. Warm Irish cheddar cheese and stout dip with Irish brown bread. That sounds good. The sausage sounds good. And then a warm chocolate pudding with Irish cream liqueur custard. That sounds good as well. But like you're saying, conspicuous in its absence is that, what is it, the fisherman's pie?
Yes.
And you're not happy about that. It could be somewhere else. You don't know. Let's give it a chance here.
This is like that Christmas present. It was the one thing you wanted.
Yes.
And Santa didn't bring it, and then you were all disappointed, and then like miraculously your parents got it for you.
Right. So you never know. Let's not throw a tantrum yet.
All right.
Let's see. We'll move on to the islands of the Caribbean. They have a Jamaican beef patty with mango salsa. They used to have these Jamaican beef patties at UConn at the dining hall, and they look just god awful. And this one kid on my floor, EJ, he used to eat them. That's your buddy, the one who always gave you a hard time,
Mr. Osaki.
Yes,
Mr. Odo out there.
He would eat those, and he would have the worst muds of all time. So
I don't think he could just destroy it.
Yeah, I don't think I can ever eat a Jamaican beef patty because of that.
He literally made Jamaican beef patties.
Yeah, pretty much.
With mango salsa.
With mango salsa. The next item is a mojo pork with black beans, cilantro, rice, and pickled red onions. That sounds fantastic. And then they have a puff pastry with sweetened cream cheese and guava sauce. That's a pass for me.
Yep.
Quesito. You like that pork? Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, cilantro rice. Yeah, that sounds good.
I would like that. Frozen mojito, white sangria, and a Carib lager for the drinks there. Have you had a Jamaican beef patty before?
No, I don't even know what it is.
I've never even eaten one. It's like a calzone dirty. Filled with ground meat.
Yeah, it sounds dirty.
It looks dirty, trust me. We're on to Italy. This is a booth that we always kill, right? They never have anything good.
No, it's never. And even like the stuff that you think is good is not good. Like they had a ravioli or the chicken palm. It was terrible.
Right, but I think we're prepared to have our mouth shut this year
because they are doing it looks like they completely revamped this booth.
They're bringing their A game.
Mm-hmm. They listened. They listened to us.
I believe it. There's no other conclusion we can come to. Crispy calamari with spicy pomodoro sauce. Hard to go wrong with that. Costoletta di agnello alla marchiana, which is a braised T-bone lamb chop with potatoes, Vidalia onions, thyme, bay leaf, and lamb jus. That sounds pretty good. I know you're not a big lamb fan, but that's definitely a step up from the chicken parm.
Boy, I'll tell you, Bill, I'm already on to number three. Woof. And I'm not a pasta guy, Bill, but I like pasta.
Absolute penne. Vodka sauce with shrimp over penne pasta.
Absolutely.
If you make a good pink vodka sauce, you have me, because that is one of my favorites. And not everyone makes it good, but that could be a game changer for the Italy booth. If they mess it up, I'm writing them off completely, though. This is their last chance. This vodka sauce is their last chance to win me back over. What do you think about that?
I think that's fair.
Okay.
I think that's fair, and I think this is something that we're going to have to do live.
On Facebook Live or on, like, whatever the thing is for Twitter?
Yeah.
Periscope. One of us will be on Facebook Live. The other one of us will have Periscope going.
Yeah.
We'll cover both media.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing is a chocolate-covered cannoli filled with sweet ricotta chocolate and candied fruit. Sounds okay. The candied fruit thing's throwing me off a little bit. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
Probably pass, right?
Pass, yep.
All right, on to Japan. They have a wasabi shumai steamed pork dumpling. That's yes for me. Salmon BLT sushi roll, another yes.
And two yeses from me, in case you were wondering, Jurgen.
Oh, I didn't think you liked salmon.
Nah, but in a sushi, I think I would.
You do, okay. Yep. And then a teriyaki ginger pork, that's three yeses.
That's three yeses. Across the board. That's three yeses. It sounds like we're on Shark Tank.
Yes. I will invest $30,000 for a 2% share in your teriyaki ginger pork. They have some sake cocktails and things like that as well. But all three sound good and interesting, and I believe they're all new. I don't remember seeing any of those items last year or the year before. Now we have the Light Lab, which I have no idea what's going on here. I think it's all just drinks, and they have, I don't know what to even make of this, Bill. Space Flight, Light Flight, I don't know, there's beers, there's T equals CC squared, vanilla, tonic, water, and cotton candy. Disgusting. RGB, citrus apple freeze, that's probably similar to the Lafuse brew, which is probably fine. Blue Spectrum, Blanc de Bleu Cuvée Mousseux with boba pearls, I don't know what any of that means. Founders Brewing, Green Zebra Watermelon Goes Ale, no thank you. Elizen Brewing Space Dust IPA, Blue Point Brewing Hoptical Illusion IPA, 6 Point Brewing Mad Scientist Radiant Flux, Playlandia Brewing Robonaut Red Ale, and Left Hand Brewing Company a Polestar Pilsner. All of that seems bizarre to me at the Light Lab. I think that's one I might just have to look at and just see what's going on over there. I don't think I would try anything there. And you're just ignoring everything about that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, nothing there looks good.
You're done?
Nothing here looks good. What are we on? We're on L?
We're on Mexico, Bill.
Well, should we wrap this up because we're at right about an hour? Should we turn this into a two-part series?
Holy smokes, we're at an hour. Sure, we'll save Mexico for next week.
We're at about 55 minutes.
All right, that's fine.
And I don't want to go an hour and a half.
Sure.
So, yeah, we won't even take a break. We'll just end this right now, and we'll go to, we'll do another one next week.
All right, that sounds good. Should we give any social media or just saying goodbye?
Yeah, we'll give our social media. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Pour for War Podcast. You can email the show, info@pourforwarpodcast. You can email me, Mike at Pour for War Podcast. Website, www.pourforwarpodcast.com. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
Sure, that sounds right.
Does that sound right?
That sounds right to me.
Oh, by the way, I did look at... I downloaded Google Play, and we are actually on there. And it's a really, really cool app.
Is it?
It's really nice.
So, what is it? Google Play, like podcast app or something?
Yeah, it's probably one of the best podcasting apps that I've... I like it better than Stitcher.
Oh, really?
Okay. To be honest, yeah. Yeah, it's really good. I think that's all I got.
All right. Did you say YouTube? YouTube.com/Por Favor Podcast. And I guess you can email me, Gary@PorFavorPodcast.com.
All right. Thanks for listening to episode 178 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de los Podcast from Mr. Clinton up in Westerly. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, and we will talk to you next week. Thank you.